Our hands, lift our voices, and just thank God for what we feel already in this place. His presence is here in a thick and mighty way. Oh, I love you, Jesus. I surrender to you, God. I glorify you. I praise you. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. When you was in school, when you knew the answer, you raised your hand, right? We know the answer. We know the answer today, and we are surrendering to Him. And we're saying, God, take control of us. Amen. Hallelujah. What a beautiful thing it is to know Jesus. Amen. Great to see you all in this house today. Amen. Winter's back for a couple more days. But we'll make it through. Amen. Turn your Bibles to Matthew 7:25. God is doing miraculous things among His people. Amen. He is moving in a powerful way. Amen. Not only in this local assembly, He is touching lives everywhere. Amen. I don't know if you feel it or not, but Jesus Christ is coming soon. Amen. I want to be ready. Praise God. Matthew 7:25 says, "The rain came down, and the streams rose, and the winds blew and beat against that house. Yet it did not fall, because it had its foundation on the rock." Does anybody know who that rock is? Amen. Jesus Christ. I want to speak to us today, becoming a foundational family. How many want to have your family founded upon the rock, Christ Jesus? Praise God. You may be seated today. Amen. I believe God is calling people. Amen. We live in a world that their lives are built on shifting sand. Amen. They've built their hopes and their dreams on things that are not solid. And they are being ripped from them and taken from them, their hopes, their dreams, all the things that they thought they had built great things on was built upon the sand of life, and it has eroded and it has shifted and it has destroyed many of families. Amen. But we can rebuild our lives on a solid rock. That rock is Jesus Christ. The church is an amazing mix of people. Amen. Every one of us are unique in our own way. We have differences. We have things that we do that are not the same as everyone else. And the church is an amazing mix of nations, hopefully reflecting a mix of the community. Amen. I would like to see more color in our church. Amen. Many nations represented in this local church. Amen. God's message is not just to me. It's to everyone. Whosoever will, let him come. And I want to see a mix and a just let them come. Whosoever will. Each person in the church works together to accomplish specific and common goals. Amen. Most of us have a goal, and that is to reach the lost. Reach people that do not know the gospel of Jesus Christ. The church cannot die. I refuse to let us become stagnant and just exist, because that brings death. Amen. And I want a church that is on fire. Amen. If you've ever been around a burning fire, it's moving, it's spitting, it's doing all kinds of things. Fire gets exciting. Amen. That's the way the church ought to be. It ought to be an exciting place. God's doing something. God's ministering. He's doing, flames of fire are shooting everywhere. Amen. Woo! That's the way it ought to be in the house of God every time we gather together. The presence of the Lord coming into our midst. Amen. We create that atmosphere. The church I refuse to let it die. The church is Jesus' body. We individually, each and every one of us, make up the body of Christ. Amen. Yes, this is a building. We all meet in this building. And I believe that is of God, that we come together as a body, the church of the living God, and dwell in a place and worship Him. Gain strength from one another. Build upon one another's happenings and things in their life that have blessed them and helped them. We lift one another up when we come together. Because it's a world out there that if we're not careful, we can be caught up in. Amen. And we can become discouraged and we can become downtrodden and we can come into the house of God and refill our vessel. Amen. We can be lifted up and brought out of the mire. Matthew 16:18, it says, upon this rock I will build my church. And listen to this. It says, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. You realize that? Hell has no power over you today. If you're in the church of the living God, hell can't do nothing in your life. Because my Bible says that this is His church. And this church is protected by Jesus Christ. Amen. Nothing can prevail against the church. But however, the anointing of God on the church and the impact of the church on the community is limited by the attitudes and the commitment of the members that make up His body. You make a difference. Your attitude, your desire, your faithfulness makes a difference in the church. You may think, I don't mean much to the church. You're wrong. Try walking around without a leg. It's impossible to do what you used to do. You're the leg, you're the head, you're the foot, you're the toe, you're part of the body. When you're not here, the body is dysfunctional. It can't work like it normally can work when we're together. Brother Pritt?
I'm glad you mentioned that, because to me, in the 35 years I've served God, some of the people that have ministered to me the most, never stepped in a pulpit, never taught a Sunday school class, never led a worship service.
Right.
They were faithful people of God, who served God, who loved God, who God
flowed
to them.
Right. Yeah, absolutely. You matter in the body of Christ. Amen. Your ministry, your showing up. Somebody's got their eye on you, and somebody is hoping and trusting that, man, I hope Sister So-and-so is going to be there tonight, because, oh man, they just give me so much energy when they're there. You make a difference. Your existence is powerful. Amen? Imagine the body without a heart. Doesn't function very well. There's a lot of pieces in the body that you just gotta have. Or life is miserable. Amen? It can get really, really drugged down if it's not there and it's not a part. So your function in the body of Christ is very vital. Amen. God does not want to have to exist without your whatever you are as the part of the body. Amen. He wants you to be functional. Fundamental families recognize the importance of this body. Amen. If you have a foundation, you realize that my being there is important. My existence in the body of Christ is important. I'm going to be missed. Amen. 1 Corinthians 12:27. It says, now you are the body of Christ, and each one of you are part of it. You're the body. As the body, the church is active and living, powerful and productive. When the body's working as it's supposed to, we're going to see miraculous things happen. Everywhere Jesus went, people were healed, people were delivered, people were touched, people were made whole. That's what ought to happen in the body. Amen. When the body moves, things happen. The church of the living God as a unit, as a unified body, is operating. Mighty things happen. God is doing mighty things. Amen. Hallelujah. And I am excited about what he's going to do here even today. Amen. I believe God is going to empower your life today and to do greater things than you've ever done. Amen. Because you've become a part of his body. Sister Kim? Yes. And we have been waiting for this moment. We've been praying. We've been fasting. We've been talking to God. God, we're hungry. We want to see children birthed. Amen. And we felt the birthing pains. We felt the things that happen in that period of time. But we're in a new season. Amen. We are in a new season. We are in revival. Amen. Hallelujah. We're not praying for revival. We're in revival. Amen. God is in this house. Hallelujah. Since the church, his body, then the church must do the following. If you're the body, do what Christ would do if he were here. What would Jesus do? That famous slogan that became popular. What would he do today? Amen. Hallelujah. He would meet some needs that haven't been met yet. Amen. He would touch some hearts that haven't been touched yet. He would mend the brokenhearted. He would heal the sick. Amen. He would deliver those that need deliverance, and God would set free those that need set free. And also he would reflect the value, the body reflects the values of Christ. Amen. Things that he values. And he would have compassion. Amen. God never takes his glasses and looks down his nose at you and says, "What'd you do that for?" No, he says, come unto me, all ye that are heavy burden and labor, and bring it to me, and I will give you rest. Amen. He wants to put his yoke upon you. His yoke is easy. His burden is light. Amen. You're burdened down with the troubles of life and the troubles of the world, and you're trying to carry around a load that you weren't meant to carry. You need to lay it at his feet and let the body minister and God touch your life, and you become a part of the body so that you can live life free, live life in truth, in knowing who Jesus is. Members of the body respect one another. Amen. My little toe does not envy my left wrist. I want to be the wrist. I want to do what he's doing. It doesn't function that way. It can't operate as the risk. So don't envy your brother that's the wrist, or your sister that's the arm. Don't try to be like them. Be who you are. God has brought you here for such a time as this, to do what you are capable of doing, and do that with everything that's within you. And the body will move smoothly. It will function properly, and it will do great things. You ever seen a ball player that's just everything moves perfectly? I mean, he grabs the ball as fast as it's coming by. It's like, how in the world does he do that? Because he's conditioned his body to do what it's supposed to do. Amen. We must, as individuals, condition our lives to do what he called us to do, and not try to be what everybody else is trying to be, because God called them to be something else. He's got you here for a purpose. Your purpose, to find out what it is God's called you to do, and do it with all of your heart. The members of the body vary in many ways, yet each member is significant in his or her own way. You are unique. Some of us greater than others. I'm a unique person. Everybody say amen. I'm not afraid of that. I'm not afraid of who God has called me to be. Amen. I am part of his body. Amen. And he has given me a job to do, and I'm going to do it with all that is within me. Amen. That's the way it ought to operate. Amen. Romans 12:10. It says, be devoted to one another in love. Honor one another above yourselves. Never lacking in zeal. Hear that. But keep your spiritual fervor. Keep your spiritual fervor serving the Lord. In other words, stay on fire for God. Be excited about the things of God. Be joyful in hope, patient in affliction, faithful in prayer. Share the Lord's people who are in need. Practice hospitality. Hospitality. Amen. In other words, share your life with somebody. Invite somebody into your world. Be Christ to them. Amen. Get to know one another. Love one another. Have joy, peace, all these things. Amen. Be excited about living for God. Amen. It's the greatest thing ever in life. We are living. We are a living body, not a dead one. Amen. This thing wasn't meant to be dead, dull, and boring. Amen. This ought to be something that just amazes anybody that comes among us. Amen. The power, the anointing of his presence ought to be dripping off of every individual in this place, and anything at any time can happen. Diseases leave, cancers leave, all kinds of things happen. Arms, limbs grow back. Amen. It can happen when the body is functioning in the way that God designed it. 1 Peter 2:4-5. It says, as you come to him, the living stone, not the dead one, the living stone, rejected by humans, but chosen by God and precious to him. You also, like living stones, are being built up into a spiritual house. Amen. To be holy priesthoods. I don't got to go talk to the priest anymore. He's made me the holy priesthood. He's made me a holy nation. I can go to Jesus, the author and finisher of my faith, offering spiritual sacrifice acceptable to God through Jesus Christ. Baptism in the name of Jesus brings us in communion with Jesus Christ. We are buried with Him in baptism. Amen. And He takes care of the sin in our life. What a powerful experience we have. Amen. The church is not dead. It's not a dead institution. It's a living, breathing, vibrant, abundant life. Amen. If you're down and out, you need the Holy Ghost. You need a fresh anointing of God. You need to speak in tongues as the Spirit gives you utterance. And let the power of God envelop and indwell in your life and make you vibrant. Powerful force in the kingdom. In this local church, one should find others who believe the same basic doctrines. Repentance, baptism in Jesus' name, the infilling of the Holy Ghost, living and walking in a holy life. Amen. Fellowship, breaking of bread with one another. Amen. Being faithful to the house of God. Basic doctrines that ought to happen, be regularly going on. A place to freely express worship to God. Nobody should ever look down on somebody running with all their might around the church and giving God praise for what He's done for them. And just shouting unto God with the voice of triumph. Oh God, oh, You've done so much for me. Come on, that's the kind of church we're looking for. The church that's on fire. The church that's hungry for a move of God. The church that wants to see something powerful happen when we get together. Not just another service and go home and say, oh, that was all right. God wants to move every time we get together. He wants to bless somebody. He wants to pick somebody up. He wants to change your life. Hallelujah. It's a family. Amen. A body of powerful believers. Amen. I want to see Book of Acts things happen. Amen. God raising the dead. Hallelujah. Right before our eyes. Amen. Blinded eyes open. Amen. All those things. It's possible. Hallelujah. If we will get together and we will have faith like we've never had it. And we will just believe God for anything that we think. Do you understand that? Whatever it is you think, God will do. How big is your thought process? Amen. You need to expand it today. You need to begin to believe things that you've never seen God do before in your life. Because I'm telling you, there's a Creator that wants to do great things among you. Amen. He wants to do the powerful, miraculous things. You just got to believe it. And start saying, I'm going to see it. I'm going to believe it till I see it. Yes. Whew. Trying to teach here this morning. Praise God. But I'm excited about this body that has got a vision of what God has wanted to do. Amen. He wants to do miraculous among His people. Amen. It's time to stop talking about it, and it's time to start seeing it happen. Amen. If you've never seen a miracle in your life, start praying for somebody with a need. Amen. And you're going to see God do the miraculous. Hallelujah. You just got to have faith. Faith is useless unless you do something. I love that song. It's like a screen door on a submarine. Just don't work. You got to take your faith and put it into action. That's why I can't just believe on Jesus as my Savior. I've got to go to the water First I gotta repent of my sins, and then I gotta go to the water in the name of Jesus and get my sins washed away, so then I can have the Holy Ghost indwell in my soul. The living God, give me a new life. And that's the beginning. You're into the family. Your entrance into the kingdom. Amen. The world. There's a world of things you can do for God. So many things that God has for you to do. But we got to have faith and start walking. Well, I don't know if I can really do that. How are you going to know until you take a step? How are you going to know until you make that first step and see what starts to happen? Because God said, greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. He will empower you. He will equip you. He will give you what you need to accomplish his perfect will in your life. But you got to start. He'll never force you along. He'll never push you and say, come on, get moving. God is always patiently waiting for you to just make that move and make that step and say, I'm going to do this. I'm going to walk this way. I'm going to see the miraculous. I'm going to trust God for miraculous things. I'm going to believe him for miracles in my life and in my family. Amen. I'm going to start walking in faith. One way you can do that is give. You want to see God do miraculous things? Ain't nobody here can outgive God. Amen? There's no way on earth you will ever outgive God. It's one thing he challenges us to do in his word. Try me, see if I will pour you out a blessing that you cannot contain. Amen? He almost dares us. Give it a try. When you get hold of giving, something happens in your spirit that God will use powerfully and mighty in. Amen? You'll see miracles and wonders that you've never seen before. Because our lives are wrapped, entangled, enveloped in our finance. It destroys families or it lifts families up. Hallelujah. I want to be in the place where my family's being blessed because I've trusted in the Lord with all of my might, soul, and strength. Amen. And if everything is his, amen, everything is God's. Oh, hallelujah. Foundational families recognize divine order. The Bible is the Word of God. Amen. It's been around forever. Hasn't changed. They've tried to destroy it. They've tried to take it out of our lives, taken it out of schools. They've done everything to get this powerful book out of every man's life. Amen. Because they know when you start living this way, things will change. You won't be the same way that you were before. Amen. Because this book, when you get it into your life, when you start applying that word into your life, something miraculous takes place. God begins to cut things out. God begins to remove things. God begins to pull things out. He begins to put things in that were not there before. Amen. It is a powerful roadmap. Amen. It will lead you through the toughest times in life. The Word of God, holding on to His Word. Amen. How many's ever been there? You've done all that you knew to do in your own physical willpower to do, but you had a Word from God, from the Word of the Lord, and you held on through that darkest time in your life, and God brought you out. Amen. This Word will keep you through every trial, through every battle. Amen. His word is a light to my feet. Amen. He lights our path. He leads us and guides us. Hide it in your heart. Put it away in your spirit. Amen. Because that'll keep you. Jesus in his greatest time after 40 days of fasting, took his own word and defeated the devil. He spoke the word to him. The devil thought he could control him then. The devil thought that he could to get control over us because he was at his weakest. But he said, isn't it written? Thou shalt not tempt the Lord thy God. Hallelujah. When that thing in your life that you can't get control over has done its best on you, if you put this word in your spirit, I'm telling you, you can speak that word to that devil in your life and cause it to flee. Amen. You can cause that addiction to flee in your life. Amen. By the word of God. Hallelujah. His word is alive. His word is powerful. It works in our lives. We need it in our foundation. Hallelujah. Do you believe that the entire Bible is true? It's not a fairy tale. I preached a message one time. If it's odd, it's probably God. Because God don't think like we think. God don't. His thoughts are way higher than our thoughts. Everything about God is out of our sphere. And so to us, to our natural thinking mind, that's ridiculous when we read the Word of God. That's, come on. No, God can do that because He's supernatural. That means He's not you. He's not me. He's above our natural way of thinking, our culture. God is far above that. He does things differently than we do. And we haven't scratched the surface of His supernaturalness. Amen. God wants to do the miraculous through your life and in your hearts and in your minds. Amen. We need to get a hold of His word and believe it and put it into. When you read the word of God, put your name there. And start believing that's you God's talking to. Amen. I can be more than a conqueror. Amen. There is no condemnation in Matt's life because of the blood of Jesus Christ. He ain't going to condemn me no more when I keep His blood on my spirit and on my soul and on my mind. Amen. He loves me. He cares for me. Although it's recognized by the world's greatest book, there is an appalling ignorance of its content. You talk to people today, they don't even know who Moses is. They've never heard of angels. They've never opened the book of the Word of God. They are ignorant of the Word. We got a big job to do, folks. This body together can revolutionize this northeastern Ohio by the word of God if we'll get it burning in our lives. Amen. He wants to do miraculous things. Foundational families recognize pastoral leadership. It's interesting what happens in an individual when he or she can finally say the word pastor and mean it. In other words, you have a little bit of authority in my life. I'm not going to do just what I want to do. I'm going to run it through you. And we're together going to get the mind of Christ before I make any decision. Amen. I need a pastor. You need a pastor in your life that will guide you, that will speak to you when no one else will. That will develop you to what God is calling you to do. Amen. That takes a willingness of someone that says, you can do that. Because I'm kind of like God. I'm not going to force myself upon you. You know, I kind of take after Him a little bit. He's a pretty wise guy. And I'm not going to make you take upon that leadership in your life. You're going to have to do that on your own. You're going to have to allow the blessings of God to flow in your life on your own. If I'm messing up as pastor, you know what's going to happen? God is going to take care of me. He will take me to where I need to be and then whip me. If you do it, if I do it to my pastor, God's going to whip me. Because that's the order that he's made it in. And if we will just follow, even sometimes we don't really understand why. It just don't make sense. I'm telling you, God's blessings will be upon your life just for doing what you know to do. It's his word. It's honoring his word. And I know there's been many people hurt by pastors. I've been there. I've been hurt by pastor. But it didn't kill me. It didn't stop me from living for Jesus Christ. Amen. I worked through it. Amen. And God was developing me through those hard times. God was changing me through those hard times and getting me to see, don't touch mine anointed. That's my job. He told that to Saul, to David. David was pursuing Saul, and David was anointed already. He had the anointing upon him to be king, but it wasn't his time yet. And God had to remove Saul out of the way. And David was pursuing and trying to run from him, and he had opportunities where he even got down and cut a little piece of his clothing off. And he could have just taken him out right there. But he got up and God smote his heart because he even attempted to do something to the man that God had put over him. You let God be God. He will remove. Saul later died for not turning to God. Amen. He was totally lost because of his unwillingness to repent of his sins, of his arrogancy, of all of the things that he did in his life. Amen. Hallelujah. God wants you to have an authority in your life. And when you follow that leadership, you will be blessed. God will bless you, and God will take care of issues that arise. Paul urged respect the pastoral leadership. 1 Thessalonians 5, 12 through 13. Now we ask you, brothers and sisters, to acknowledge those who work hard among you, who care for you in the Lord, and who admonish you. Hold them in highest regard in love because of their work. Live in peace with each other. In other words, get along. Amen. Work it out. It's a relationship that we have here. Amen. We're never always going to say it right. We're never always going to do it right. But don't give up. Work it out. Talk about it. Get it out in the open and let God work in our lives. Amen. That's how we're going to grow and have the foundation on Jesus Christ, the solid rock. Amen. Amen. That's how it's going to work. Amen. God will bless and move in our lives. I need a foundation. Amen. And if we'll walk in that truth of the word, God will bless. His blessings flow. His blessings flow. Amen. That's why I'm just going to throw this in. It's not in my notes, but when you go to leave a church, there's a proper way to leave a church. I'm not telling anybody to leave the church. Amen. I'm just telling you, I don't want you to be lost. Amen. And if you can't get it right in your spirit, I'm telling you, go about the proper channels to go to another place where you can find. And for, by any means, do not go to a church that don't believe this gospel. Amen. Go to another church that believes the truth and preaches the same doctrine. Amen. Don't be lost for eternity over something you just can't get out of your life. Amen. Just thought I'd throw that in there. Amen. First John 2:15. Do not love the world or anything in the world. If anyone loves the world, the love of the Father is not in them. Amen. We got to rid ourselves of the things that we love about this world. Our flesh is connected to. Amen. We got to have that in our lives. Only thing you need, my friend, is Jesus Christ. Amen. Everything else is going to perish. It's going to burn. Amen. It's going to be dust. Hallelujah. You can't take it with you. Anybody ever seen a U-Haul pulling a hearse, or a hearse pulling a U-Haul? No. Amen. When God takes his people out of this world, it's for eternity. Amen. I want to live right so that I can live right. Amen. Hallelujah. I want to start judging my life right now with the word. Amen. Preach to me, preacher. Preach the word so that I can get that junk out of my life now, so that I don't have to be judged then. And him say, well, oh, I never knew you. Depart from me, you worker of iniquity. I want to know him now. Tell me the truth. Speak the word to me. Get this stuff out of my life. Help me to live right. Help me to walk right. Help me to talk right. Amen. I want to be saved. I want others to be saved too. Lead me to reach others. If we tolerate things God hates or take pleasure in unrighteousness, we have allowed our spiritual senses to become corrupt. Amen. The church at large has begun to tolerate a whole lot of things that God just doesn't approve of. And they begin to say, oh, that word didn't really say that. That sounds a whole lot like what the devil was telling Eve. You know, hey, we got to preach the truth. I'm sorry if it crawls under your skin and hurts a little bit. You got to take that up with the Creator. Amen. I'm going to preach the word. I'm going to preach love and God's blessings in your life. Amen. And what he wants to do, if you'll do what he called you to do, God will bless you. He will lift you up. Amen. Psalms 97:10. It says, let those who love the Lord hate evil. If you'll get a little bit of hate for evil, you won't do it. For he guards the lives of his faithful ones and delivers them from the hand of the wicked. He's a deliverer today. Amen. He will give you power over what you're fighting. Amen. What your struggle is. The Holy Ghost, the Spirit of God in you will take the place that thing has done, eaten up in your life. Amen. God's Spirit will give you power. And you'll be a witness that you are an overcomer. Holiness acknowledges righteousness and cleaves to it. Amen. And don't shove it away and say, oh, that ain't for me. No, God got something for you. He's got greater things for you. If you'll put that to practice in your life, God's going to bless you. Maybe he'll start answering your prayers, because we're following what he asked us to do. We struggle so many times God's not hearing my prayer. God's not. What are you doing? Are you hearing the word? Are you obeying the word? Are you following the word that you've been taught, that God's been speaking in your life, and you're struggling with following it and walking in it? Sometimes God has to hold his hand back because you're not obeying. He wants to bless. He wants to pour. He's got it ready to just tip over on your life and just pour blessings in your life. But until you yield to what he wants you to do, he's holding back. When Christians fix their hearts on the things of God and renounce sin and darkness, holiness begins to emanate from them. Amen. It's just a relationship. Once you get hold of God, you're not going to want the things of the world. When you get this fire burning inside of you, this Holy Ghost fire burning inside of you, you're going to want all of God you can devour. Amen. Get excited about him. Get his presence in your life. I've always said, you can't get good to get God. You got to get God to get good. In other words, you need to get into the kingdom. Once you're in the kingdom, God will fight your battles if you obey him and trust him and just walk with him and just start obeying. Just start letting it happen in your life. Just start letting God's power move in your spirit. Do what the word is teaching you to do, and God will give you the desires of your heart. Amen. He will bless you. He will keep your foot upon a rock, a solid rock. And I'm way past my time. Let's stand. Amen. Hallelujah.